I just listened to a man the other day, and he said some words that really stuck with my heart. And I think it's a prayer we need to cry out. He said, Lord, there is power in your right hand. Let it loose. It's a season to let it loose. You know, I just want to pray that, God, we just come and we thank you for this day that we can come and stand before you humbly and worship you, God, and honor you, God, with our lips. And our hearts are not far from you, God. Our hearts are very near to you, God. And we come like as it said about Elijah, when everything was done, he said he stepped up and he prayed and the fire of God came. And they knew that you are Lord. Oh, God, we pray for your fire to come in our lives and on our families and in this community, in this city, God, because we need you. We're a people that need you, God. We're people that recognize our need for you, God, in a great way. So would you come, God? Would you come, God? May we be able to be like Ezekiel, Lord, in the Valley of Dry Bones when God began to speak to him and give him words to speak to bring these bones to life, God. Lord, we want to be obedient and be faithful to speak those words that you've given us, oh, God, and to bring those bones to life and have faith, God. Have faith, God, for that mighty act that you were going to do, a supernatural act that you were going to do. So would you do that in this place and in this city? God, we're not asking for wealth and riches, oh, God. We're asking for the lives and souls in this city and in this community, God, is what we ask for. So would you come and would you pour out your Spirit? Holy Spirit, would you clothe us with your presence? Would you let Jesus live through us? We want Jesus to live through us. We don't want it to have to work it up and to make it works. But may it be evident that Christ dwells through us. So come today, Holy Spirit, and just move. Move in this city. Answer our prayers. Lord, we are crying out for higher things because you're a great and mighty God that created heaven and earth. So would you come? And we're going to ask for those great and mighty things. We're going to believe by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by sight. But we walk by faith. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, we walk by faith that God is going to move in this city and in this community, oh God, in Jesus' name.
That's
amen.
Right. That's right. Say we're here. Hey, Roger Beal, come up here. You know, it says at the end, the Lord is going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and he's going to turn the hearts of the sons to the fathers. So I stand here as a son in this city, surrounded on my left and my right by two fathers here in this city. My heart is turned towards them. These men of faith, these men who have been so faithful, I just want to say that their heart is turned towards me, turned towards us, turned toward the body of Christ. So one father shared. We got another father who's going to share something with us.
Kind of same line that Kevin was at. how fortunate we are to serve a God that is a miracle maker, a God that can change our lives. We do not serve some man-made weak God. We serve the God that is the maker of the world, the maker of each one of us. So how fortunate we are to be able to call upon him, to pray for each other, and he will do. We're doing what he told us to do, to lift each other up, to pray for each other. And the people will recover, and the people will be healed, and he will lift us up and help us. We are very fortunate.
Yes, we are. Amen. Amen.